everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Sin. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we're talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 6, entitled Swear. This is our full recap. The episode was written by David Leslie Johnson, who has worked on Orphan and Wrath of the Titans, and directed by Michael Satrazimus, who's worked on Teen Wolf and The Walking Dead.
Okay, two good resumes.
Yes, I will say the Orphan movie, I don't really watch scary movies at all. Like, I'm too scared because The Walking Dead's not scary. But Orphan, I don't know. I watched that movie. It's not super scary, but it's like, it's a little shock. It's a little twist there. So I don't know if anyone's ever seen that movie. It came out like several years ago.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked that movie.
It's more of a thriller.
Yeah. All right, Gary, so we've watched the episode now twice. Has your opinion changed since our instant cast?
No, I still liked it. I've been looking on social media and I see everyone hated this episode. They say it was so boring. I didn't think so. I actually liked this episode.
I still like it too. I tried like so many forms the same. I saw people saying like this is the worst episode ever. And I'm like, did you guys not see Here Not Here? And there's so many bad things about this episode. And I tried to kind of stay away because I didn't want to be influenced by those comments. And some of them had valid reasons, like saying, okay, you guys gave us two characters that we don't know and just gave them their own episode.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, I was surprised when the show first started and it did look like, okay, it's just going to be Heath and Tara. But after a while, I mean, it was just Tara and it was fine.
The nerves of them.
Yeah.
Two characters we don't know.
But you know what?
Damn writers.
In a way, though, I do see what they're talking about because the little girl, Cindy, or not the little one, but the teenager or whatever, Cindy, I felt we learned so much about her in one episode that it did take them like four seasons, for us to have that same relationship with Tara. Like, to me, her and Tara are on the same level as far as familiarity or whatever.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, seriously. Like, if she came and Tara left, it would be like, okay. Like, it wouldn't be
even
anything.
After this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say so.
All these Tara haters.
I'm not a Tara hater. I don't think they've given us enough of her, you know? Like, that's like all of a sudden Eric getting his own episode. Eric is Aaron's boyfriend, or even Aaron.
That's not the same.
It is almost. It's like, yeah, they're there, but we don't know anything about them.
No. Tara's been there for a while, and Heath, we learned a lot about him during the Glenn episode, when him and Glenn killed their first person.
Yeah, yeah. But we learned a lot about Eric. Remember, he liked, I think he was looking, was he looking for a...
You're reaching now. Now you're reaching. You're making up something now.
No, I'm thinking of that episode that Daryl had dinner with him. I was trying to think of what he wanted, but I think they were looking for like a spaghetti maker, a pasta maker for someone else. But like, yeah, we don't know him that well either. Next week, he's going to have his own episode.
And if it's a good episode, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I still like the episode, but I did see what people had to... I did see the negatives that people had to say.
To me, that's not a big negative. It would be a big negative if we didn't know them. If they didn't give them, not necessarily their own show, but did give them more of a spotlight. Because Tara's been with us so long. So it's about time that we know who she is.
All right. I will say, as much as I like the episode, when right now we are watching and we are doing our likes and our dislikes, they are almost neck and neck, surprisingly. And then you can add or say what you like. I know there's some things you probably disagree with me on it.
Right.
All right. So first on our likes list, is pretty much the opening scene. We love that whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, the intro was cool. I love seeing the little girls. I don't know what they were doing out there. I guess they were scavenging.
But I don't think they were supposed to be, because yet later on, the grandma like fusses at Cindy. She's like, you left without checking in.
Well, I think that's when she left the second time, when she went and brought the food over there.
Oh, okay. When she was by herself.
Right.
Okay. I like when they use the word snitch, because The Walking Dead, you know, especially with Abraham and everything like that, rest in peace, they have so many weird, quirky sayings that people just don't use in regular life. But snitch was very familiar. Like when she was like, "You're not a snitch, are you?" And the little girl's like, "No, I'm not a snitch, but I still won't help you."
Well, first of all, that little girl was a savage.
Yeah.
The little girl opened up with, what'd she say? Shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
There goes a walker.
The first words out of her mouth was, "Oh, shit."
I liked her. We thought Lizzie, the little girl that killed her sister.
Right.
We thought she was savage, but she seems like innocent compared to this girl. Yeah.
Then we see her go over to kill Tara. Knowing she's a human, she say, "I want to.
I gotta do it. I wanna do it.
Oh, we gotta do it. And I wanna do it." But I'm gonna tell you what's even more savage. When she couldn't kill Tara, she picked a little bear off the ground and tossed it. Never to be seen again in the ocean.
Well, okay, so when the show came on, I couldn't tell what they were talking about first time. But the second time they were talking about the bear, and I guess Cindy was like, "Hey, maybe we could take the stuffing out and it can be like trying to make that girl still have that little kid life or whatever."
Okay.
And so I think her throwing that bear was like a fuck it to the kid life. Like, nah. Like she was close.
Damn this bear.
Yeah, like damn this bear, damn this kid life. I ain't about that life anymore. So I kind of like that upon second watch. All right, Heath. So we kind of were talking in the instant cast as far as has Heath changed? And you're right. No, it does seem like he's still kind of on that what we did was wrong.
Right.
Yeah, at the same time, he was making sense in some of the things he said. And I especially liked it when Tara was trying to convince him that they had to kill those saviors. He's like, "Yeah, we had to for milk and corn, right?" So I liked him saying that, like, "Listen to what you're saying. You killed people pretty much for food."
Right.
Which, yes, you do need food to survive. But when you say something as simple as, "I killed someone," he's like, "Yeah, for milk and corn." It kind of puts it in your face as to how wrong that was.
But she still doesn't get it. It's like she changed so much, but she's seen so much. And it's like, this is the new world. Kill or be killed.
No, I think by the end of the episode, she does get it.
Well, I'm talking about at that moment when he was saying it.
Yeah.
Heath was about to say something, and it stopped. He said, "When you found us, we didn't know anything. But now it just stopped." So what do you think he was going to say?
Damn it. You know what? I should have wrote it down, because when he was saying that, she interrupted him. I had a feeling of what I thought he was going to say, but right now it's not at the top of my head. Like, I know he's like, "We knew nothing," or whatever. I don't know now.
No, he said, "We just thought it stopped."
Oh, you know, okay, now I'm glad you brought it back. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. I think when he was saying, "We just thought," I think he was going to say, "We just thought the walkers were the only threat."
Right.
Because remember how scared they were of walkers. And they weren't really that scared. I mean, some of them didn't trust Rick, and that's only because Rick looks super crazy. But I think they thought that the walkers was, like, the biggest threat. And they kind of touched on that. Was it last week? Who said, remember, like, "We killed the monsters"? Oh, no, that was from season 6 when we rewatched with Dwight and them in the woods.
Right.
And he's like, "We thought..." No, sorry. I'm getting confused. We watched too many episodes.
No, you're right.
No, but that was Dwight's friend that said it, that he killed.
We thought we killed the monsters.
Yeah, we thought we killed the monsters. So I think that's what he was going to say. What do you think? I'm sorry, it took like 5 minutes to say that. What do you think he was going to say?
Actually, that was one of my thoughts. But then I think he was going to say, "We thought it would get back to normal. We thought this was temporary."
Okay, that's a good prediction as well. I mean, because a lot of people did. They've moved on. They're starting to regrow. And even Tara kind of hinted at that today. Or in this episode, she was like, "The only way for us to have a normal life," and these aren't her exact words, but she said, "We have to all start working together. That's the only way that we can get things back to normal, how it used to be."
And you've been saying that.
Yeah.
You've been saying, why don't they get together and go take on Negan or go after him? But I just think it's a tricky situation.
Well, now here in Heath, I don't know if they even need to go together to get rid of Negan or whatever. It's kind of bringing back to that, we don't have to. Maybe they can just go together and just go together. Like, okay, just think of a bully. And a bully might pick on a kid when they're by themselves, right? And then pick on another kid when they're by themselves. But if all those kids come together, they don't necessarily have to beat up that bully. They just have to make a stance that, hey, we're all together. And the bully right. probably is like, okay, I'm not going to fight five kids. I know they were weak on their own, but they're strong together. So they may not have to fight Negan. They may, I don't know. Now I'm sounding like Morgan, but I don't know. What do you think?
No, I think you're right. They may just have to show him they're not taking it anymore.
Right.
You know, you took your last mattress.
That's fucked up. That was real messed up. You know, when you said they're not going to take anymore, what's that song? It's like a rock song.
Yeah, we're not going to take it.
Yeah, like instead of them playing Easy Street, they should play that to Negan like over and over again so he gets it through his head. So we heard two of the Oceanside people talking amongst each other, and they mentioned that someone had climbed all the way up a mountain, and on the other side, there was nothing left.
No, what she was saying is one of her people went to the mountain, but there was nothing there. They didn't find anything. And this goes back to what Heath was saying. There's nothing else. There's no more. And I wonder if there's so many groups that, you know, the scavenging is done in that area, or is everyone scavenging for Negan, for the saviors?
Mm-hmm. I think it's the latter. And maybe when he was saying that, I was thinking, well, stop scavenging if you just need food, which Tara said, yeah, we'll get the Hilltops food, which to me, that shouldn't be a long time plan of theirs. They need to become independent. Or I mean, they need to be able to bring something to the table. So if there's nothing out there to scavenge anymore, then this should be like a vegetable only diet at this point, or, you know, a fish diet or whatever.
Or just plant your own food.
Yeah, plant your own food. Those pigs, maybe not feed them to walkers anymore. I mean, unless you have to give it to Negan or whatever. Deer, I don't know. It's sad that the world has ended, and instead of everyone coming together, instead of worrying only about the walkers, they have to worry about each other.
But that's never going to change.
No.
Once Negan is out of the way, someone else will try to take the throne, and it's going to be a continuous cycle.
Right, yeah. Next on the likes list, when the camp grabbed all their weapons and started shooting. Well, before they started shooting, I got excited. I was like, oh, I wonder who they're after. And you're like, Tara. And I'm like, wait, you think they know Tara's there? And then you're like, yeah. And then like immediately they start shooting at Tara. So I really like that scene.
I mean, who else would they be after?
I don't know. That's why I was excited. I was like, oh my gosh, who came in there? Someone else snuck in there along with Tara.
You know when they show a picture and they say, which of these don't belong?
Mm-hmm.
Tara was that thing. Tara didn't belong.
Now, my only, and it's not really dislike, but were there people that already had guns? Because to me, you can't go and get the gun. I mean, yes, everyone can't walk around with guns, but there should be some people already with guns. At all time.
Well, I think they're trying to teach everyone to be independent, even the kids, because you know the Sabres didn't care. They killed all the boys all the boys and men that was over 10. They killed children. So why not teach the children how to protect themselves? In fact, this group right here know how to protect themselves more than the Hilltop, more than the people we found at Alexandria. It's almost like Carol is running this group. This is the class that Carol was trying to teach.
Prison? Yeah. No, I don't have a problem with the kids getting the guns. I'm saying that if danger is there and you have to run and get the guns, were there already guards on hand that had guns?
There were.
Okay. Okay. Because I was going to say, not everyone could just walk. I mean, you want to be at home. You don't want to be walking around with a gun 24/7.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is definitely like Carol's probably like dream home, her dream group. Like, if Morgan right. had brought her here, well, they would have never made it alive. But if Morgan would have brought her here, she'd have been like in heaven. And she would become the boss, like within a matter of days.
Matter of hours.
Yeah. All right. So the little girl, Rachel, when they had Tara surrounded, or when she had Tara, and she's like, it doesn't matter. We have to. We like that.
Right. When Tara dropped her gun.
Right.
She told
right.
her, that doesn't matter. That don't matter. We're going to do this. I'm surprised they didn't.
Yeah, actually, that's going to be on my dislikes list. The fact that they didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I like that Tara dropped her gun. It was kind of like, okay, I'm willing to do a lot of shit, but I'm not about to kill a kid.
Right.
When Tara said, if all you see are enemies, then enemies is all you will find. I like that.
That's a true statement.
Yeah.
That's like people on Facebook. Yeah, right. Everybody hating on you. If all you see is haters, that's all you're going to find.
Yeah. Everybody's hating on me. No, not really. Everyone's minding their own business for the most part.
You strolling down my timeline.
Tara giving Rachel the finger was pretty funny.
That was funny. But I think Rachel's going to make her eat that finger.
You know what? Rachel's so savage. I was like, oh, shit, Tara better stop. Because, like, you never know. Rachel just pulled her gun out on her or something, you know? When Tara had to run away and she was all out of breath for, like, a good 2 minutes, I thought that was very funny and very realistic.
It was realistic.
Because we saw, I believe, in season 6 when Rick and Daryl had met Jesus for the first time.
Yeah, they ran for like 3 hours straight.
They ran that long. But they were in really good shape. They ran like forever and it didn't seem, I mean, they were a little bit out of breath, but not like this. Tara was like, that's how I sound when I run. Probably for like 30 seconds. It's like, you gotta just catch your breath. You think you're dying.
Yeah.
So I just loved it. I don't know. I thought that part was funny.
And this is the big difference. Rick and Daryl was chasing someone. Tara was getting chased, so she kind of feared for her life at the same time. So I think, you know, her nerves and everything else got to her.
To me, getting chased will give you more adrenaline to just keep running than you chasing someone else.
But that's what made her tired, all that adrenaline.
Yeah.
Got it all at once.
Now, we do have some negatives about some of the walkers, but before we get to dislikes and stuff like that, I will say that I really like the sand walkers.
Definitely. The Sandwalkers were cool.
Yeah. For a show to be on for 7 seasons, I'm not sure if they've done Sandwalkers before, whatever the case may be. Maybe they have. Our memories are short.
We got the Firewalkers.
The Firewalkers. But these
we got the Rainwalkers.
And the Sewage Walkers, the ones in the gooey stuff. That's how Bob got
bit.
But these Sandwalkers were pretty cool because they were like all dried up. Like the sand just dried them up or whatever. And
yeah.
I don't know. They were pretty cool. I liked them.
And then the sand coming out of their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
What else you got?
Well, this is not on our likes or dislikes list. This is more of a question for you. Do you think Oceanside people should have killed Tara?
Yes. And not me necessarily thinking that. But if that's their motto, then, you know, throughout the whole episode, we have to. This is what we do. We kill people on sight. Like, stop talking all that talk. Actually, that's on our dislikes. I put it as a dislike because it's like, stop talking about how we kill people when we see them on sight, no questions asked. And then you guys have like a whole lot.
How do you feel about that motto?
Like, present day me disagrees with it. And we've seen even Rick do that. You know, remember Rick was going to kill the kingdom people and they end up saving Morgan and Carol later on.
Right.
And then it goes back to even what Tara said, if all you see are enemies and that's all you're ever going to see. So part of me goes, no, they shouldn't. But then you think of all the bad people that Rick and them have come into contact with. And it's like, don't give people second chances. So I'm conflicted. I wouldn't just kill someone on site. So I guess my answer is no. I wouldn't just kill someone on site. But even questioning them, you just never know. People are very manipulative. So I don't know. I don't know how you can decide who's an enemy and who's not. What do you think?
I'm conflicted also. I think the smart thing would do at this moment would kill on sight. But I got to bring my present day morals into it. I got to bring my Heath and Morgan into this.
Right.
But the smart thing would do to do is kill on sight. Because you don't know who this person is working for. We done seen our group encounter nice people, or people we thought was genuinely nice. The people at the hospital.
Terminus people,
right? Also, what is the governor's people at one point?
Mm-hmm. Well, they were nice. The governor kind of like steered them wrong or whatever.
Yeah, but still, we've met some nice people, or people that we thought were nice. And those are the most dangerous people at this time. So I kind of have to go with kill on sight.
My thing is with you killing on sight, you may end up causing more harm than good. Like, you kill, what if Carl popped up? Oh, shit, and they kill Carl. Rick and them are not going to stop now. Now you just create, you killed one enemy, but you created like 10 more.
Well, the thing is, they kill the people so they can't go get other people. So if Carl just happened to get killed there, I'm pretty sure Rick and them would never find out about Carl. They'd never know what happened to Carl.
Unless they, okay, we're going to send one person in. If you don't come out within an hour.
Nah, they don't operate like that. And also, what do you think about her not staying? Like, why does she have to get back to the group?
I understand her not staying. I mean, she thinks she has a girlfriend. She already has a family with Rick and crew. So why all of a sudden, that's like you saying, oh, I found some new people. I'm just going to make a new family here. Like, I mean, I guess if all hope was lost and you just had no idea where any of them were. But even if Heath was just lost, Heath is not her only person. I mean, I can see if it was just her and Heath, like she told them, then yeah, she should stay. But we know it's more than that. So I don't have a problem with her wanting to leave. It would make more sense for her to leave.
Even after all the stories they told her about the saviors, about the outpost, you didn't really kill nothing. You just put yourself in danger.
They didn't tell her that until they had a gun to her and they were about to kill her.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Me personally, I think she did Heath an injustice. A big injustice. You know, Heath don't have anybody. Heath had to go back over to Alexandria, be all lonely and stuff. Yeah, Tara, she has somebody. But guess what? If they would have stayed there on Oceanside, man, somebody there would have wanted Heath.
You don't know someone would have wanted Heath where he's at in Alexandria.
All those women there, somebody would have, you know, Heath would have had an option. Or someone would have had the option, you know, call dibs on Heath.
On Heath, yeah.
So it would be kind of like a win-win for both. Because it's them two surrounded by all those women. But now, you know, he got to take his lonely ass back to Alexandria.
That's if he's alive. Which, with you saying that, I thought it was funny. That is one more like, I guess, when Tara was like, I never thought I would ask this, but where are all the men?
Right.
I liked her saying that. All right, now to our dislikes. First one, you noticed, actually, but when Tara and Heath were in the RV.
Right.
It pointed down to a gun that she had, and there was like a little baseball bat with the wire.
They were a little too heavy-handed with that one. They wanted us to know that this right here is Negan's gun. This was stolen during the little raid at the light post, the satellite station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. Because who does that? Who do that? Who get a gun and write their little signature in there.
Carl's little logo
in a gun. No one.
No, I agree.
I mean, there's no zombie apocalypse police, but still. I mean, if you go in somewhere and do something, you drop your gun, people, oh, this is Negan's gun right here.
Right.
Look at the baseball bat with a barbed wire drew around it. So I didn't like that at all.
Next, why didn't they shoot Tara when they had her surrounded, which we kind of just talked about?
Right.
I found that as a dislike only to the fact that they said it like several times that that's their motto.
Right. They kept saying it.
You know, we shoot on sight. So what made Tara any different? You know, especially when they all had her surrounded. I mean, so many different times. Rachel was itching to shoot her, right? They keep having long ass conversations. They had so many opportunities to shoot her at the beach when Rachel got her, when everyone surrounded her. Once again, when Beatrice had her. And Beatrice had to give a speech before, you know, it's just too much, too many times where it's like, you guys keep saying you shoot people on sight, but you haven't shot me yet. You mean you shoot me when I'm running, but you don't shoot me when I'm just standing here in your face, standing still.
True.
All right. Tara shot a walker. I believe it was in one of the flashbacks when she was still on the bridge with Heath, or was it? I don't know. She was on the bridge at this point, but she shot a walker in the chest. And it stayed down.
It died.
I'm like, okay, y'all don't even give a fuck no more. Where are you? where the bullet goes, as long as you... And then she did it several times, like, not even just shooting. Later on, like, with her stick.
Stabbed him in the chest.
Yeah, she stabbed it in the chest, and it was, like, just lay down there.
I guess now we have new ways to kill zombies.
No.
Stab him in his heart now.
Stab him in the heart. like a zombie vampire.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be crazy if it's, like, developed, if it's evolved. Now a zombie and a vampire.
Right.
I mean, really, what is the difference? Vampire sucks your blood. That's pretty much what a zombie's doing.
Yeah. They're both The Walking Dead.
Yeah. All right. So Tara lying about the fishing boat. Although I did think it was funny later on when she questioned him, like, are you sure there's no fishing boat with that name or whatever? But my thing is, you guys have been at this too long. You know you may run into different people. Why not already have a lie in place?
Or why not tell the truth?
Yeah, or tell the truth.
And I'm not talking about, like, the truth.
Right.
I'm talking about, like, a truth in your life. Like, something that happened in your life. Something that you know.
Well, at first I was proud because she mixed the little truth. But then she went too far with her lie when she's like, a fishing boat. Why would you randomly say a fishing boat if you don't know shit about fishing boats?
Right.
I don't know shit about fishing boats. I'm not going to all say, yeah, I used to work on a fishing boat. And then people start asking me questions. So, at least if I'm going to lie about something iconic, even if it's not true, I at least know enough about to be able to answer follow-up questions.
Right.
So like, that kind of pissed me off.
Yeah, like, what was she doing before the zombie apocalypse?
Yeah.
Like, if she was like a delivery driver. Just talk about that.
Oh. Glenn was a pizza delivery driver. R.I.P. Glenn.
R.I.P.
Next on the dislikes list is, okay, as much as I like Tara, this was a dislike only because it's like, you don't know these people to be acting this way. So, like, her being sarcastic and her, like, nonchalant attitude and was like, you know, like, like, even when they had her surrounded, she's like, hey, I'm cool. Like, you didn't even sound convincing, and you sounded like you were joking around. And, like, bitches, now's not the time to play. Like, you're surrounded with guns in front of you. You don't know these people from Adam. Why are you sitting here acting like you guys can just talk any old way because you're good old buddies or whatever?
Right. I would have pulled a Eugene right quick.
What's Eugene? Like, cry your ass off?
Like, just cry immediately.
Right.
As soon as I know I'm caught.
Yeah, because she seriously did not scare, even though she's like, they're like, why were you hiding? She's like, didn't know you guys were dangerous, so I still don't know. Like, this is not now the time to play. Like, stop it.
Well, I'm glad she showed personality.
I didn't mind personality, but it's like, this is not the time. Like, if I was with her and we were stuck together, I'd have been pissed off. Like, you're playing around too much. Act serious, get scared, show some compassion or something, instead of sitting here acting like, oh, nonchalant, or, you know, having little sarcastic remarks and, you know, stuff like that. Now was not the time. And then next, and this was a big dislike. Like, as soon as the words came out of her mouth, I wanted to slap her. Tara telling them about how they killed the saviors.
I didn't like that at all. That was crazy.
That was the stupidest thing you could have ever done.
Like, why?
What did it have to do with anything? Why would you tell them that?
Why self-snitch?
Yes, this is a self. They just were talking about snitching. That was a self-snitch for real. How does she know they weren't even, like, well, I guess she didn't know. She probably thought the saviors were all gone, but it was stupid. It was,
but
like,
still,
so stupid.
You don't know.
Yeah.
And plus, you're making your group sound dangerous.
Yes.
You're trying to convince them that your group is not dangerous, you're not dangerous, but this is what you talk about.
Right. We had to do it. Like, I could have seen if she was said something about, like, what happened in the prison. Like, oh my gosh, you know, we had a community and they took it from us and we barely escaped and we just been living on the road ever since. Like, that would have sounded more innocent. You know what I mean? Like, it would make them look bad. Or even Terminus. Well, she was there when the Terminus happened. She was not there, but she was part of the story.
She was with the group.
She was with the group. Like, oh, our group almost got killed by these, you know, cannabis or whatever.
Cannibals.
Yeah, cannibals. So,
you know what cannabis is, right?
Oh, cannabis is smoking weed. My bad.
What cannabis is?
Is weed.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Well, cannibals or whatever. It's better to be cannabis. It's better to do cannabis or whatever. But yeah, so when she said that, it really pissed me off because I was like, why are you telling them this? Like, who wrote this episode? Well, we already said it.
Yeah, that was crazy to me.
I blame David Leslie Johnson. Don't ever come back to The Walking Dead again. It's some bullshit. This is some bullshit right here.
No, this was a good story. It was a good story. It was a couple of flaws. But all the shows have a couple of flaws. I think they were just trying to get around to stuff so quick. It seemed like that was a rush scene. All right, I got to tell them everything about me to make it seem like we relate. so you could tell me everything about you. That whole scene was rushed. So there was a lot of things out of character. And plus, like I said before, we don't know Tara's character. She could be a self-snitcher. She could, anytime she get with somebody, she could brag about things she did yesterday.
Right, right. Because even when, this is right after they told them that all their people had died. So instead of you saying, hey, we killed people, you almost sound like the saviors.
You sound just like the saviors.
Instead, you should have told them a time when you too were a victim, how your guys' group has been more careful, like the prison. So, or Terminus, or all the other shit that y'all had to go through. So I just, yeah, that was stupid. All right, Tara fist bumping. She fist bumped every freaking person in this episode. It was just like a little, once again, a little too much.
It was dope. I didn't, that's her thing.
Yeah, that, but even when she did it. Thing. No, and yeah, because actually I didn't even realize that we fist bump until like we always fist bump like right before we podcast. Like, okay, let's do this. But I don't know.
See, every time.
Every time. But you know, I know you. Like, I don't just go up to random people and be like, yeah, it was nice meeting you. Fist bump. It was just weird. Like, even to the lady, like, you just, you're not even safe yet. You know, you're still in their property. Why are you doing weird shit like fist bumping?
Weird shit.
No, seriously. It's like, you don't know these people and you're fist bumping them. It's not cool.
Do you think that's why they wanted her dead?
Yeah. Like, we don't ever trust the fist bumper. We don't trust him. What happened to the second lady that was escorting Tara?
Yo, that shit got kidnapped. Yo, she disappeared for a long time.
Technically speaking, they both disappeared. Like, when Cindy, like, how did Cindy keep them from running after them right away? Like, when Cindy came and saved Tara and was like, run! And then eventually Cindy came back and they were talking it up and everything. Cindy's like, they know we're coming here. They'll probably be here soon. Like, how did you get away, Cindy? What did you do? You pushed her to the ground and you're like, stay there. I mean, and I don't even.
Stayed.
Yeah, she just stayed.
Yeah, that's funny. But the other lady just running off.
Yeah, she was gone.
Did she go back home?
I don't know, because Beatrice, I believe the lady's name is Beatrice, when she was talking to Tara, they sat there and had a good 3 to 4 minute conversation.
She told her about the men and children.
Yeah, almost teared up and was like, we have to.
Told her about the satellite stations. All it was a hub. They had many hubs.
There's so many people. No way you can fight them. How they ran away in the middle of the night.
They had a good 30-minute conversation.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, the first lady, you walked off in one direction. If you didn't find Tara and you didn't see your partner within like 10, 20 feet of you, that's time to circle back within 30 seconds. You know, that's like you getting beat up. And it's like, my partner, where the hell were you?
I think that was a dumb scene. I mean, we know they're too smart for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen them almost put a bullet in Tara's eye from, like, a football field away.
And my thing is, why, if they were going to kill Tara, why didn't they kill her? Well, I mean, what are they, why didn't they just do it?
I think they wanted to take her away from the community. There's still kids around. Or probably, you know, a gunshot brings walkers.
Oh, yeah.
Or boppers.
Boppers, yeah. All right, last dislike I have, and you might have some more, but Tara, when she was telling Cindy, she's like, okay, just tell them, you know, like, tell the group, tell them I attacked you. And then Cindy's like, they know you, Tara. Like, kind of like, they know you won't do that. Like, bullshit. Like, they just met Tara. What do you mean they know Tara? And then two, if they really
Tara just knocked somebody out,
quote unquote, know Tara, why do they feel the need to kill her if they know her? Like, if they know Tara's a good person, why are they trying to kill her then?
They don't take chances anymore.
But it was like, oh, they know you, Tara. We known you for a good 24 hours. Like, come on.
Right.
What you got?
Well, this is not a like or a dislike. This is just touching on something that we spoke about in the instant cast about how did they bring the guns and everything with them. But we find out that the only thing they had when they left was their clothes on their back.
Mm-hmm.
So the guns and everything was already there. And I have a little theory about the bridge and everything, because the way those bullets looked and they had the military trucks and everything, I think that was like a little army base or a little hidden, some kind of hidden base used by the military on the side of the ocean. So that community probably belonged to the guys that were, or the sandwalkers, the sandpoppers.
Maybe it's some weird freak accident that happened. Because clearly they weren't, like, shot in the head or anything, or they wouldn't be walkers.
Right.
So maybe the sand, like, piled on top of them, some weird freak accident, or what do you... Oh, I don't know, because then all those bullets were in the sand.
Right.
I don't know.
It's just like a setup.
Oh, maybe they were fighting Negan's crew, got killed on the bridge. Negan's people didn't know anything about that place.
Maybe.
I don't know. Too many theories.
But we found out the guns were already there.
Right. All right. That is it for our likes and dislikes. We are going to now go to listener letters. If you guys like to be a part of the podcast and send your feedback in, hit us up, dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin. And then, of course, our website, theverdictsin.com. Today we have an email, or excuse me, a Facebook comment from Nancy.
What's up, Nancy?
Love the instant cast. I liked this episode. I agree with Nicole about the fake out Heath lady not looking like the other walkers at all.
Right.
When all the others were covered in sand looking the same. You know what? We didn't even talk about that in this full recap, but I think it's because we said it on the instant cast.
Our disappointment.
Yeah, and I got pissed off again when we watched the second time. Like, this is some bullshit. You know?
Yeah, that walker climbed out the sand, took a shower.
Yeah, because her clothes were the only clothes that had, like, color to it. Not only that, like, all the other walkers, except for one, was kind of near her. Like, you couldn't even tell what race or anything, like, ethnicity they were, because they were just, like, all sand. But here, you could tell, like, what race she had. You could tell what color her clothes were, everything.
See the cornrows perfectly.
You could still see her hair. All the other walkers had zero hair because they've been dried up and everything else, so. And then Nancy continues, when I saw that scene, I too thought that they did this in fear. I think it would be better if we just saw the broken glasses, which would have been more impactful because the fake out was not needed.
Right.
I do think this group will help them fight against Negan. I like that these women look strong because I think them killing the men is the saviors underestimating the women. Yes, that's true.
That is.
Like how the saviors killed all the men, but they left the women thinking, oh, okay, what are the women going to do?
Right. And you never know what plans they have for the women.
Yeah, Negan.
Right.
He would have made them like people's wives or stuff like that.
They would have offered them up.
Yeah. We know that he should not be because we got Carol, Maggie, Sasha, and now this group of women, well, they are in for a big surprise. For my Ain't Fair and Shit award, I would say Tara. Reason being, she went over the bridge either by choice or force. She went after the girl, sneaked around the community, was nice and a sense of humor to show she was not threatening while risking death any moment. Her running away when being escorted and knowing that the girl was not going to shoot her. Anyways, can't wait to hear the full podcast. Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
I'm sorry. I cannot talk today. I keep stumbling over all my words and I apologize for that. You guys don't know what's wrong. Maybe it's because it's late here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's okay, Nicole.
Sorry. It's too much to keep repeating it. So I'm like, I just stumble over everything tonight. Thank you, Nancy.
And Nancy's right. Tara did a lot of stuff. And she's also right by saying none of it's by choice. But a good point she brought up was Tara, when she was getting escorted, she ran.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think she ran because she knew they were going to kill her?
I think so.
Or she didn't want them to follow her back?
Nah, I think she knew they were going to kill. Because she ran, like, almost the moment they started shooting. And remember, that lady took out the knife, like, right beforehand. And when she looked, she turned around and looked at her, and she's like, oh, I'll go kill the walker. And it was kind of weird.
Oh, because the lady took out the knife, but didn't move.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
But I liked how Nancy liked her sense of humor. So she looked at it as a different way than I did. Like, I thought it was stupid, but Nancy brought up a good point, like, saying, hey, by her having that sense of humor, she was kind of letting them know, hey, I'm not a threat, da-da-da. Like, kind of making them feel more at ease.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good theory.
Yeah. Twitter comment from David Valentin. This episode was all over the place. We don't even know how far Tara was or how big is the reach of the Savior. Looks like Tara made it all the way to Coastal, Maryland.
Well, David, I thought like you tonight of... So I went and did a little research of my own of Oceanside. And what I found is Oceanside is on the coast of Virginia. And I think Alexandria's in Virginia also, Nicole?
Yes.
But Virginia is a nice size state. And they didn't say whether Oceanside was in West Virginia or part of Virginia. So I'm pretty sure it was a distance between. But especially walking. But a car drive is probably a couple of hours. That's why I don't understand why he said we went too far.
I don't know. Maybe they have only a certain distance. Maybe they only want to go a 20-mile radius. Even though 20 miles is nothing, but in the Walking Dead world, you know, so much can happen in 20 miles.
Right, right. But thanks, David.
Thanks, David. We have an email from Yolanda.
What's up, Yolanda?
Hey, Nicole and Gary. I was surprised that an All-Terra episode was pretty decent.
It was.
The All-Beth episode in the hospital grew on me. Unlike Nicole, but this one was cool. Yeah, if I can name like the five worst episodes.
Yeah, Nicole hated hospital.
That hospital one, Here's Night Here, and then Give Me a Minute and I can think of three more, but definitely those two.
I like Here's Not Here.
Maybe any with Beth. I was never really a fan of Beth. I guess even the one with, it was just her and Daryl, and they drink beer, whatever they were drinking, moonshine or something.
Yeah.
Peach snaps or something. I wasn't feeling that episode. All right. Tara showed humor and morality. Guess that means she's going to die soon. My favorite moment was Tara flipping off the kid on her way out the door.
Yeah, the kid deserved it.
Yeah. And I agree with you, Nicole. When they tried that fake Heath zombie, almost lost my mind. How many times are you going to use this one trick pony?
Right.
Maybe Yeah, we hated it. Maybe Heath is out here JSSing, but probably not since he's taking Jack Bauer's place on the new 24 series.
Right, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, Heath have to come up missing for a little while so he could go ahead and shoot a little bit with, where's Jack Bauer on, Fox or whatever?
Yeah, Fox.
Yeah, shoot a little bit over at Fox, get his Jack Bauer going.
But you never know, maybe they shoot at different times because Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl, he has his own like Riding with Norman or whatever. So he's able to do that. I mean, it's on AMC, but if he's able to do the Riding with Norman, you know what I'm talking about?
Where no, like, I never heard of it.
They show commercials like every time The Walking Dead is on. Haven't done it this season, but like last season, like he's riding a motorcycle. I don't know. I never watched it, but.
Is it still on air?
Yeah, I think it's like been signed for season two. Like, I always see him tweet about it. Ride with Norman or something. Motorcycle. I don't know. Something with him riding a motorcycle, and that's all I know.
Is it a reality show?
Yeah, it looks like a reality show.
Oh, okay.
Because they're using his real name, so it must be. Most likely to die is Tara if she ever shows her face in Oceanside. Yeah, because actually when she was like, why would I ever come back here? Why would I ever tell anyone about this place? I was like, uh-oh, that's exactly meaning you're going to come back here. You're going to tell someone about this place. But she didn't, so... I know, little girl just itching for some payback. Yeah. Rachel. Also, Alexandria has made her soft. A few months ago, we were eating roasted dog on the side of the road, and now you can't get down some salted fish? Shoot, even Eden ate a live turtle. You better eat that fish and quit playing.
Right.
Yeah, she's right. Eyeing for in shit is the little girl. You don't just spit on a person unless you got a pair. Till next week.
Right, she did spit at her, didn't she?
She did?
Yeah.
When she was laying on the beach or when? No,
when she was leaving. Before she stuck her middle finger up?
Uh-huh.
The little girl spit at her first.
Oh, damn. That's ruthless.
I told you she's a savage.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't notice that. Thanks, Yolanda.
Thank you, Yolanda.
We have an email from Lisa.
So, Lisa.
Hey, Gary, Nicole. I'm in love with you two. Nicole had me dying with the Michonne BS. I'm sorry, this is funny. Saying the writer was responsible for that nonsense should be fired.
Right.
I agree. How many times are you going to pull the same buffoonery? The Oceanside women seem to know a lot about Negan. Could their story about the men be a lie, and this is just another savior hub? And why would Tara reveal so much to them? I was like, shut up, you're talking too much.
Right.
No, definitely. She said way too much. Man, if they're a lie, they're a good lie. Like, they're...
Like, if they're lying about their men?
Yeah, like, if they're just lying about whatever they're lying about. Like, about everything, about who they are. Like, if they're really part of the saviors.
Like, what if they are?
That's like, they were just too good because there was not even a sign to show that that it could be a lie.
Well, there's a lot of signs because we asked,
all the armory.
How, you know, how they get all the guns, if they only left with the clothes on their back, you know, how they learn so much, how they get all the supplies and everything. So it's a possibility.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But it's a possibility.
Yeah.
Like, if it came out later that they're part of the Saviors, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either. I would have liked to hear something like, you take what you took, or you earn what you took, or whatever their little saying that they do.
Take what you earn, or you earn what you take.
Earn what you take, or whatever.
Earn what you take, yeah.
Ain't Fair and Shit award goes to the little girl who wanted her first kill badly.
She did.
Most likely dies Eugene. I'm tired of seeing his Jordan cry face. LOL, Gary.
Yeah.
Thanks for the amazing podcast, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
And I'm telling you, that'd be an awesome meme to put a Jordan cry face
right on
Eugene. It would be. Or they could just put a Eugene cry face on everybody else.
If Eugene doesn't... I mean, if Eugene dies, I don't know. Like, after he survived that ass whooping that Abraham gave him, I think back in season 5. Like, to me, it's like, man, you survived that ass whooping, you need to live. Because that was a serious butt kicking right there.
He deserved it.
Yeah. No, he didn't. No one deserves to get their butt whooped that bad.
He deserved it.
I mean, if you got to beat somebody that bad, you need to just walk away. You need to tell them to go.
No, he needed ass whooping.
No.
If you're leading me in a direction, leading me far away from my home or what I'm comfortable with because you're telling me this lie, and it wasn't a little lie.
He didn't lead nobody away from their home.
Lie.
He saved Abraham. Abraham was about to kill himself. Remember that? And then Eugene came up and, you know, wobbled.
And
scared.
Now look what happened to Abraham. Yeah. And look, he could have killed himself.
Yeah, he could have died.
It'd been much easier.
Much easier, yeah.
Damn you, Eugene. Damn you.
We have an email from Tiffany.
What's up, Tiffany?
Hey, y'all. Hope you had a great holiday.
We did.
Thank you, Tiffany. We did. Hope you guys did, too.
Yes.
Hope everyone did. I have to say, I really wish The Walking Dead would mix it up and do at least 2 stories per episode. But I still really enjoyed this one. And I'm trying to think, didn't they do that? They kind of did it last week, right?
Yeah, last week they did a couple of different storylines.
Yeah. They just need to learn from, like, I would say Game of Thrones does it really well. Who else does it well? What other shows do we watch?
Empire.
No.
They need to have them all singing now.
No, I can't think of another show with such a big ensemble that they can do several storylines. But Game of Thrones does it pretty well. So.
Yeah.
It is really bothering me that no one mentioned where this beachy river estuary thing was located, because I want to know how long she was without Heath. If they drove 2 weeks away, it would take her at least a month to walk back, right? I don't know. Your math, Tiffany. Like, it sounds like a math problem. If you drive your car 50 miles per hour for 2 weeks straight, how long does it take you to walk back?
And each gallon you use cost $2.99
at a steady pace of, you know, 1 mile per 15 minutes or something. I don't know. Yeah, because that's what I said on the Instacast. I said, damn, well, how they can have been that far if she was able to walk back, but we don't know how long it took her to walk back.
Right. But that's what I was saying. It's in the same state, so it couldn't have been that long. I think it took them 2 weeks because they had to keep stopping, look around. I think they spend more time scavenging. That's the 2 week part. But as far as if they would have drove there and came back, just a couple of hours.
Okay, I'm trying to move on. I really like Tara, and I like this encampment, especially after you find out that basically they did what we've been suggesting, just pack up and move. I would shoot people on sight, too. If someone killed all the available man parts I was touching... When Tara was sitting at the table talking to the council, I thought she might stay until she mentioned Dr. Denise. And that started me back on this damn timeline. If someone has no idea, let me know. I'm interested in how long it's been since they killed the Saviors out the outpost till when Tara got back. Maybe 5 weeks? Thoughts. All right, so I'm going to say Denise, okay, let's just say Denise was killed on the 15th, right?
Okay.
They killed the Saviors people, I would say, like, the 17th. And then the Saviors did the whole killing of Abraham and all that stuff. Well, excuse me. I'm forget about the 15th, 16th. Because we know it's been 2 weeks. So it's been 2 weeks since the Savior, since they killed the Saviors. Because he told us that.
Yeah, the satellite station.
Now, Tara was over there for one night. How long it took her to get back? I don't know if it took her an additional 3 weeks to get back. But let's just say all of this has gone on within the last month. Them killing the Saviors and everything else. Abraham and Eugene, or not Eugene, Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn.
Glenn, yes. I keep forgetting his name. Yeah, they got killed within the last month, I would say. Because if you think about it, Eugene's marks were on his face, still seemed visible. So she hasn't been gone that long. I mean, how long will those bruises last?
I don't know. That's a very good question, Tiffany. How long? We need a timeline. But remember during Walker Stalker Con that everybody hates Chris. What's his name? Tyler?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he said that it was, what, like 7 days?
How would he know?
No. He was saying it was 7 days from the moment they was introduced to him to the moment he died.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And remember, he was with us a couple of weeks. But he said when he found out the timeline, he was like, oh, shit, that was the roughest 7 days of my life.
Right. Yeah. That's what I mean. Well, look at what happened. We know the outposts and killing them and all that with them from killing the Saviors to where the Saviors killed them. That was in a matter of days. At this point, we know it's been at least 2 weeks because he told us. And I don't know if Tara would walk for like 3 weeks. That seems so long. Like, you tell me how 3 weeks you never found a car that was working? You know, that was able to drive back?
Right.
So she can't be that far.
And trust me, that's what I'm saying. She wasn't that far away.
Yeah, I would say.
I would think probably the 2 weeks probably was a ratio. Probably they had to drive around that area, like you said. Maybe it was like 25 miles out. And they had to drive around 25, you know, around Alexandria.
Mm-hmm. And then she continues... Overall, I still really like Tara and appreciate the world expanding around Alexandria. It'll be interesting to see how it all comes together. Do you think Heath got picked up by Negan's men? If so, will he help Negan's men eat dog food sandwiches or meet Lucille?
I don't know. I think Heath jumped back in the camper and started driving. But without his glasses, I don't know how far he drove.
Well, Tara picks up that car that has, like, the PPP on it. It may be, like, the kingdom. Maybe they're going to bring it back, and he got picked up by someone in the kingdom, or the kingdom people were there, and maybe he ran into Morgan.
But they don't know how to drive, though.
Who doesn't know how to drive?
The kingdom people.
Why do you think they don't know how to drive? Because they be on horses
and stuff? They're horse riders.
No. No, because they got in cars there in the last episode they were in. So it's possible... It could be nothing, but what the PPP card, who knows? They, like, knowing The Walking Dead, they'll forget that they showed that card and her, you know, looking at it.
Well, when she looked at it, she smiled and said, yes, he did it, or something like
she
that.
She said, I hope this was you. PPP. What does that stand for? Pretty, please.
I don't know.
It would have been better if it said JSS, then we would have known.
Right.
I think the ladies at Alexandria plus Hilltop are going to mount up. But at the end of the full season, looking forward to seeing Tara back with the group. I can't wait to see what Carl and Jesus do at the camp. Ain't fair and shit. Tara took a spear against a mini Amazonian tribe of shoot first ladies and walked home. Bravo.
Right.
Predictions. Carl and Jesus fuck shit up at Negan's, but Carl gets caught, of course, and Jesus has to sneak back to Rick. Ooh, so we thought maybe Jesus would sacrifice himself. But instead, if Carl's for sure caught, he might have to go back and tell Rick what happened.
Yeah.
Because Jesus is like a ninja.
He is.
On a side note, I'm forced to call out The Walking Dead on the GD. Ragtag ass lock wigs. Like, for real, that's how you gonna do his dreads? I've dread too, so I understand. All that money they got to get oozing zombie brains, and they got the worst wigs for black folks. Michonne, Heath's dead twin sister. Just no. Yeah. I'll offer my services for $2,500. I can't knock that hustle. And I'm sure I can make them things look more real. And before you ask, I have no formal training in any hair of any sort. Oh, Tiffany's always funny. Till next week, deuces, Tiffany.
All right, thank you, Tiffany. And she made a lot of good points. The first point, which we discussed, is the time period. The second was the damn hair. Why?
Mm-hmm. They now, had to know. Like, you're telling me all those people in the staff, the white writing room, no one spoke up and said, you know, I don't think this is a good idea. Like, Heath, the actor, did he just like, shit, it's stupid, but I don't want to lose my job, so I'm not even going to say anything. Like, they have to have some no people on their team that just says, no, this is not a good idea.
Yeah, let's just have Heath grow his own race. Grow his own hair out of it. Let's just braid it up.
I mean, they could have did a lot better. And then this goes to show you more how, like, sometimes it's good. Like, I don't know if The Walking Dead has any minority writers in the writing room.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Somebody would have spoke up. If I was in the writing room, I'd be like, that's not
you. No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. Yeah, you're probably right. You wouldn't keep your job. You just kind of stay quiet.
You kind of think in your head like, man, that's fucked up how you doing here.
Text Gary like, man, if you see some shit they doing here, are you going to say nothing? Nah, man. I want them to get rid of me.
Nah, you say something.
You say something.
They like you.
Yeah. Or you put it in the anonymous box. You know some companies have an anonymous box.
Right.
You put it in the anonymous box. But all right. Thanks, Tiffany. We appreciate you writing in.
Thank you, Tiffany.
And just once again, if you guys want to be part of the podcast, give us your feedback. Let us know what you thought. dead@theverdictsend.com. And also be sure to leave us a review and rating on iTunes. We greatly appreciate that. And then, of course, our website, theverdictsend.com.
Check it out.
All right, so I ain't fearing shit.
I'm going to have to say the little savage.
Little Rachel.
Rachel wasn't fearing a damn thing. In fact, Rachel wanted to hurt something. Then how she tossed that bear, ooh.
You're crazy.
She was not playing at all.
Yeah, at first, when we were just talking about the awards and predictions, I'm like, well, damn, there was only like 5 people in the episode. But Rachel, for her to be a little girl and pull a gun on somebody, like, I'm a grown woman. I think I'd be too scared. Like, I would have been, like, avoiding the conflict rather than, like, facing it in its face, you know? So for that little girl to go up there, even though she didn't pull the trigger, she's getting closer.
She wanted to.
She wanted to. Her fingers are itching. So, I ain't fearing shit goes to Rachel. Most likely to die.
Oh, that's a no-brainer.
Who you got?
I got Aaron. Aaron's out with Rick right now. He's not going to be able to keep up.
Yeah, because people, when you're around Rick, you always end up dying. Rick doesn't die. The people around him die.
Rick can't die.
Yeah. I mean, if they really want to be badass, I can see them doing it.
Oh, that would hurt.
I can really see them doing it, you know?
That would hurt bad.
It hurt when Ned Stark died, but, you know, we got over it.
Yeah, true.
Well, kind of, you know. R.I.P. Ned Stark. All right, so most likely to die for me, I'm going to agree with you, Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron doesn't have those fighting skills. Like, they're going to get caught in a situation. Aaron's going to, I don't know, do something stupid or try to fight, slip.
I don't know if Aaron has fighting skills or not.
I don't think so. But people always die crazy ways when they're out with Rick or when our main people. They always die by walkers. Like a walker grab and all of a sudden it's like the strongest walker ever.
Right. They just can't let go.
The walker just have incredible powers. Just been bitch pressing his whole life. So that's how he's going to die. He's going to walk past a walker and grab his arm. He's going to try to fight it, make the little, I'm trying to fight you face, and that's the end of Aaron.
I'm glad you just said walk past and the walker's going to grab it, because they pulled that shit in this episode too with Cindy. Like, I forgot to mention that. Like, I thought she was about to die there, but either way, it was stupid. Like, how many times are you going to do a walker just chilling in the car? Like, why hasn't that walker climbed out of the window or anything?
Yeah, if that walker is strong enough to and quick enough to reach out and
grab somebody, it should be able to climb a window, at least hanging out of the window or something. You know, so I'm sick of these walkers just chilling in the backseat of cars.
He's a driver.
No, it was in the backseat. And that's what made it even worse.
He didn't call shotgun.
And then it was like, that was like the only window that was open. Well, I don't know for sure, but like the driver's side window was closed and then the backseat window was open.
Right.
All right, that is all we have.
That's all our complaints.
Yeah. Like I said, we liked the episode, but in the end, you know, they almost were equal as far as our likes and our dislikes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's more. I tried to avoid comments on the internet because I didn't want them to start changing my mind. Like, oh, shit, yeah, they're right. Like, you know. Yeah. But now I'm going to read comments and see what people said. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. Once again, we hope everyone had a great holiday and had fun. And
Ate good,
yep. And anything coming up? Any news or events or anything like that?
Oh, we're going to drop the next three Atlanta episodes.
Yep. The next three Atlanta episodes are done. We will drop them like right now. And then we just have to do episode 9 and 10. And that's on our verdicts in feed. So if you watch the show Atlanta, we're super behind. But we started like when episode 7 or something was out.
Right. And if you haven't already, please go watch the 3%.
Oh, yeah.
3% on Netflix.
We just watched the 3%.
Excellent show.
Binge watched it the whole weekend.
Binge watched it in an hour.
No. It was so good.
We binge watched 10 hours worth of episodes in an hour.
I'm so mad. After we watched it, I'm like, let me see if there's going to be a season 2. And then that's when we found out, oh, this show just came out on Netflix.
Just came out today.
Yeah, it like, came out. Like somehow it came out the day we watched it. I'm like, man, that means season 2 is not going to be out. If they do one, it's not going to be out for a long ass time. So
they have to do one.
Yeah, we might do a podcast on that. If we do, it'll be on our verdicts and feed.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good night. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Peace.